Milwaukee's Water Council is watching another fledgling company take flight. Recently, we heard the story of a startup that focuses on water conservation. It moved to California. Now we meet WellIntel. Its first order of well sensors is heading out to customers via semi-truck this very moment. I met the founders before the boxes left the Global Water Center. 12 million private wells dot the U.S. landscape. Every year, about 1 million of them fail. The problems can catch owners by surprise and can be expensive. Marion Singer and her partner, Nick Hayes, think their state-of-the-art sensor will prevent those pricey crises by alerting people when their well is at risk.
Nick and I found out that unless you were actually drilling a well or repairing a well that had somehow failed, nobody knew what was happening with groundwater.
The two have set an even loftier goal, but first, their system. The WellIntel sensor resembles a sleek blender. Crews install it on the cap of a well. It sends a digital signal, sort of a chirp, into the well to capture changes in energy. They might signal a leak or low water level. Nick Hayes says the information is relayed to the owner's PC or smartphone.
The system that we designed is a little reading taker that communicates through a gateway that sits in anyone's home near their internet connection.
Well owners can view graphs and charts and receive alerts when the system senses problems.
They see what's happening to the water table under their land. They see how often they pump. They see what happens when they pump and if it makes a difference to what's happening with groundwater. They see the impacts of other pumping nearby.
That's where the team's bigger vision emerges. The WellIntel creators are confident that its technology can paint an accurate picture of groundwater on a wide scale. Inspiration struck 4 years ago when Hayes and Singer, at the time a marketing research consulting team, led clients on a tour of groundwater hotspots in the U.S. and abroad, places that pump extensively. Singer says it was in the Netherlands that they discovered the country had invested in mapping every inch of its groundwater system.
They've got a record of what soils you hit where you hit water, what temperature that water is, and then at what direction it's flowing.
Singer and Hayes decided to take the leap.
Here's something that a country is doing for the entire nation, but not in an automated way. And we thought this is something that every country needs, and it should be automated.
Hayes says that information could be valuable in places as close as California to Africa and Australia. After rounds of prototyping, the two launched a pilot in California.
An arid region to begin with, and has had a precipitous decline in the water table in the basin that ag depends on there, in addition to high population growth over the last 20 years.
The team witnessed the drought's human dimension.
Some are homeowners, some raise livestock, some need to pump reservoirs to drip irrigate their grapes. And they are not always in agreement about who has rights to what.
Hayes says gradually they saw neighbors beginning to recognize the need to collaborate. He hopes the facts their product reveals lead to new solutions.
If you democratize information about a resource, then you can make some decisions about it as a community that allow the community to act sustainably.
Hayes' theory is about to be tested. More than 70% of WellIntel's first batch of orders are heading to California. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.